Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. If you're listening on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, we are live. If you're on 95 with a turnpike, please be safe, but keep that radio dial tuned right where it is, because we have a really, really interesting show tonight. It's a show unlike any I've ever done before. I'm not going to talk about any disease. I'm not going to talk about any frailty, infirmity. I'm not going to talk about anything that I have ever discussed before, but I'm excited about my guest. My guest is Dan Lund. If that name is familiar to you, it might be because he's been on TV. He is the president of the Freedom Boat Club. As we get older, not all of us want to golf and play tennis. Many of us look for other recreational activities to fit into our, if you will, golden years, but things that we can take our grandchildren out on, things we can take our family out on. We might like fishing. We might just like sailing up and down the intracoastal. Boating is one of those things that, you know, people may not look at, unless they've owned a boat for all this time. But in Dan's business model, and we're going to talk about that, but more importantly, we're going to talk about boating in general, that allows you to be on the water without that big hole in the bottom of the ocean that you pour money into. But we're going to talk about that a little bit more as things go on. I do want to say, and while the timing is not on purpose, today is the second anniversary of those two young kids that perished when they went out the Jupiter Inlet. And, you know, it's big news today. I know that it is. That wasn't the genesis of tonight's show. We didn't realize that when we booked this show. But we're going to talk about the fact that boating also can be dangerous. It's fun. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's all of that. But it is not something to be taken lightly. So we're going to be talking about that. So more on Dan in just a minute. But I want to take a minute first. You know, many of you know I'm very active in the guardianship world. I'm on the board of the National Guardianship Association, past president of the Florida State Guardianship Association. I just came back from this weekend in Jacksonville at the Florida State Guardianship Association. I want to congratulate someone who's been on the show a number of times, a good friend of mine. She's terrific. Her name is Karen Green. She owns a company called Hired Hearts. She's a care manager and she is a guardian, and she is now the new president of the Florida State Guardianship Association, and she is local. So Karen, if you're listening, congratulations, and if you're not, I'll tell you that I plugged you tonight. The other thing is, I've been talking about it for a few weeks. We have a few more weeks left. Tino, who you hear sometimes on the radio, and I are hosting a Dementia Wise program for family caregivers, people who are dealing with their loved ones, struggling with dementia, Alzheimer's disease. We have a few more weeks left in this program. You are welcome. Even if you've missed the beginning, you can join us. It's at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays. Tomorrow, being Tuesday, we will start at 2 o'clock at the JCC in Boynton Beach. The reason to be excited about that or to come to that is that the following week, Dr. David Watson will be addressing that group, and he is, in my opinion, one of, if not the leading researcher, trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's and dementia. And he's going to be speaking at that Dementia Wise program a week from Tuesday. But now to my guest, who I'm really excited to be here. Dan is, as I said, the president and CEO of Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club started in this area in March of 2014, so it's only a little over 3 years. But they have three locations now. He has a very, very varied background. One of the things that I think I will throw kudos out to him for is that he was the commanding officer of a forwarding operating base in Basra province in Iraq. So he spent a lot of time in the military, and you can see in the way he runs his business, the organization that the military has given him has been terrific. He has his BS in business from Providence College in Providence, Rhode Island. He has his MBA from George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and he was a faculty member at Johns Hopkins University Business School from 1998 to 2003. I mentioned the military. He was in the Marines from 2001 to 2006 before he went back to Iraq in 2009 and 2010. So he has a very, very varied and exciting career. Dan, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks, Pat.
So I think what I said earlier is that everybody thinks when you retire, you take up golf, you take up tennis, but not everybody's up for that. I'm not up for that. Boating is something that, you know, from my experience of late, there's a whole lot of boats on the water. How many people actually enjoy boating? Do you know?
I think everyone that's out there enjoys it. I think that's a so that's 100% quality. You know, but there are
that's a great answer.
But I think from a pure numbers standpoint, it's probably 40-50% of the population are on a boat or around a boat locally. Yeah, so it's a big number here. You
know, and I think here it's a big number, right. Particularly because right. Our seasons allow
right.
For
so
it,
I mean,
right?
we're 24, you know, 24/7, sort of, you know, 12 months a year. So it's you've got a great place to boat, and you know our locals sometimes when it gets into January and it's only getting up to 75 degrees, they're like, oh, I'm not going out; it's too cold. But sure enough, the folks come down from Boston, and it's like they're out in t-shirts and shorts and having a great time. So.
And I can vouch for this. Look, in the spirit of full disclosure, I am a member of the Freedom Boat Club, and I am a happy, satisfied member of the Freedom Boat Club. And we will talk about boat clubs more as we go through. But the thing that astounded me when I got involved in boating later in life, I was never around boats really much mm-hmm. as a youngster, is that there's no such thing as a license. You don't need a license in most places to be out on the water on a boat. And that kind of scares me. One, why is that? And what are the implications of that?
Well, I think as best I understand it in the state of Florida, it is because it's been around for so long. And it's like anything. If you want to now start putting restrictions on people, they're like, oh, wait a minute, you know, don't do this to me. However, with that said, if you are – younger folks do have to get at least a certification to operate a vessel. But even that, you do it online. You're never out there actually operating it. So as my senior captain and one of my partners says, 20-year Coast Guardsman, you know, the only thing you need to get a boat here is a checkbook. And then you can just launch and you're off on your own. And that is scary to many of us. And one of the things that we do with all of our members, as you know, is everyone goes through a training evolution. And it's a you know, 3 or 4 hours that we do, and it's you do some book work, and then you actually go out there and practice it. And we also require everyone to actually take that boater safety course. So we try to kind of like, you know, as you're getting your driver's license, it's all about defensive driving. Well, that's basically a lot of what we teach. So make sure when somebody else is doing something, you got to watch out and always keep your head on a swivel.
So my vision of boating before I knew what I was talking about or doing, mm-hmm. my vision of boating is that you, you know, you get to the water, the boat's there, you get in the boat, you turn the key on and you go and you have fun. Then I realized boats don't have brakes. Right. Boats don't have rear view mirrors. Boats don't have turn signals. Boats don't necessarily stop on a dime. In fact, they never stop on a dime unless
Correct.
You hit something.
Right.
There are, I guess, a lot of people out on the water who seriously have no business being on the water. And when you add in the small, you know, things like the paddle boards and the personal, you know, what do you call the skidoos or sea-doos?
Right.
Wave runners, right.
Right.
When you do that, is boating safe?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as with any recreational event, there's a degree of risk in it. But it is safe if you're safe. And to that extent, and that's really what, you know, just like I've told my kids since they were little, it's all about situational awareness. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we push very hard is that, you know, you should have a lookout in every boat. We actually give people things to say, hey, you're the lookout today. So they are looking at it. So there are going to be people out there just like there are in cars that are not safe, are not paying attention, or perhaps had a couple too many adult beverages and are not thinking completely straight. But part of what it is just being out there and keeping your eyes open and watching what's going on.
And so I don't want to spend an awful lot of time on the tragedy of those two young boys, but But they kind of did everything wrong in that they went out through a very challenging inlet later in the afternoon at night with storms coming in on a relatively small craft that was only a 19-foot craft. And they were, I think, 14 and 15 or both 15. I don't remember exactly. There are no age limits on a boat, right? I mean, people can be out there driving boats from 15 to 85, and they don't necessarily have the skills. Right.
And sometimes much younger. I mean, there are young guys out there, young guys and gals. And again, it's all about safety. And, you know, one thing I learned in Iraq is, you know, unless your boot's on the ground, you never call what happened. So, you know, they may have done that 100 times. And it was just, you know, that's the one thing about Mother Nature in the ocean is she's a you know, serious master. And so you have to, in every situation, you know, again, situational awareness. What's it look like? How is it? You know, that's a – and things – unfortunate things like that happen to some of the best captains in the world. Right. You know, even, you know, if they may have been young, but they could have been very experienced. But, you know, I've seen it and heard it, and there have been days when we've called boats back in and people have flipped, you know, someplace off of Jupiter or even down near us. So because the weather conditions were getting, you know, to a point that
And you're right about it. It happens to experienced captains too. You think about the Costa Concordia that flipped over, and right?
I mean, exactly.
That's you a know, cruise ship with thousands
right,
of
right.
people,
so, you know,
right? And that guy was pretty experienced.
But so. And again, you see it here. We had a, you know, unfortunately, you know, these things happen, and they certainly make the news. But you had a very experienced captain up off of Port St. Lucie that had a – it was a similar event. I think his brother-in-law made it back. If I don't remember right. the story, but I think he was a deputy. And, I mean, it was – you know, the guy had been a boater forever. And they were just out there and, you know, Mother Nature took over. So it's all about just being safe and, you know, keeping your head up.
And boats in general, are there inspection requirements in this part of the – of the world here? Or do boats have to be inspected? I don't think they do. It's my understanding that
no, we have all of ours done on a yearly basis, but technically they don't. They don't need that inspection. And that's so you've got maintenance issues. You've got anything else that could possibly go wrong with them. And that's, again, you know, one of those great parts about, you know, having someone checking all that stuff on a regular basis so you know you've got a worthy craft.
Right.
When you're out there.
So I don't want to focus on the negative
sure.
parts of boating.
Yep.
That isn't the purpose. But I started there because when you do everything right, boating can be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of wonderful
Absolutely.
Things that you can do with it. And we are going to talk more about that. If you've just tuned in, I'm talking about something I've never talked about before. I'm talking about boating as another recreational activity, different perhaps than golf or tennis or bowling or other activities that people, as we begin to get older, look forward to. And I can tell you from personal experience, I'm relatively new to boating, it can be a whole lot of fun. It's a great family adventure. I'm talking with Dan Lund, who knows as much about boating as anybody in our area because he is president of the Freedom Boat Club. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I am, in fact, a member of that club. And I think so much about it, I asked him to come on and talk about boating. We're going to talk more about boat clubs, all right, when we come back. But if you have any questions for me or for Dan, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, we are live. It is 5 o'clock. We're a little after 5. We're here tonight with Dan Lund. Dan is the president and CEO of Freedom Boat Club. We're talking about boating as an alternative to all those other activities that we may do as we begin to age, instead of playing golf or tennis or bowling or things like that. Boating can be a whole lot of fun, and it can be unbelievably recreational. It's a great opportunity for us to cavort with friends and family in a safe manner. Dan is an expert on our local waterways. I will say, even for you, those of you on Long Island, Freedom Boat Club has franchises on Long Island, so this is as much applicable to you. And while you in Gainesville have more lake and or river boating, boating safety is just as important to you there as it is down here. So if you have questions about boating or about boat clubs in general or about owning your own boat, because we're going to talk about boat shows as the show unfolds, you can call us at 877-960-9960. Dan, what are the best things about boating? What attracts people to it, and why should people consider boating?
Oh, Scott, it's the fun. Yeah. I mean, this is, what I do is, it's like selling ice cream. Everybody's got a smile on their face when they're going out, right? I mean, have you ever seen anyone frown at an ice cream store except when you drop your cone? So, beyond that, this is really, it's about fun. It's about making memories with, our friends and loved ones. I mean, it's just, there's nothing better than seeing, a family going out in a pontoon or deck boat and a tube on board, and they've got all their stuff and they're ready to go and just have a great day, and they come back, and for the most part they're all pretty happy when they're coming back too, which is the but it's really about fun and enjoyment being together with family and friends, and it's a just great way to share the beauty of nature. What God has given us out there, you get to go right around on top of, and you can go snorkeling off the boat, you can pull your kids or you behind the boat, or you can just take some friends and go out for a nice lunch in West Palm or someplace else, and just cruise around and just enjoy the beauty that's out there.
Yeah, it's great. So I mentioned boat shows. I go to boat shows before we start talking about boat clubs. You know, I've been to the boat show a couple of times. You know, they're always pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mouth opens and they drool at the beautiful boats that are around and out there. One of the things that blew me away was that I could go out there with no experience. Like you said, all you need is a checkbook. You said that earlier in the show. I can go out there, I can buy a 56-foot cruiser, never having driven a boat in my entire life, and they'll deliver it to whatever dock I tell them to deliver it, and then they can say, good luck. So, you know, boat shows are fun. Is that the way you should buy a boat, though?
Well, see, I would tell you you shouldn't buy a boat at all, but that's
question
what I do for a living.
Right.
But if you are going to buy a boat, and you know, then secondly, are you going to buy a new boat?
Right.
You know, and I buy a lot of new boats from my manufacturers, so you know, I can't say don't go buy a new boat either. But you know, if you're going to and you're really in the market and you really want a new boat, they are a great place to go see them all in one location. And if you're going to get any deal on a new boat, that's probably where you're going to get a deal on a new boat, you know, because everyone does boat show specials, which are generally a little bit better than what, you know, what you're going to get if you just go into the showroom beyond that. But and as I said, the best part about it is it's right there and you can, oh, do I want it this kind or this brand or that brand? And you just got to walk 10 feet. To get to the other one. So.
And all the paraphernalia that you might or might not feel that you might need is also there. So there's a lot of other peripheral ingredients to a boat show.
Correct.
Besides just the big, beautiful boats that are there.
Oh, yeah.
Some
are
unbelievable.
You can spend almost as much putting things on the boat as you do to buy the boat if you really want to. So it's a
there's no question.
You know, there's a lot goes into it.
So I want to spend some time on boat clubs in general. Let's talk first as it relates to Freedom. You're a franchise, correct?
That's correct.
And how many franchisees are there around the country?
There are probably 42, 43 franchisees. We've now got 130 locations. 132, including a couple up in Vancouver. So just about any place you're going to go along the coast or a major lake in the United States, you're going to find a Freedom Boat Club.
And part of your membership includes reciprocal use of boats based on availability in those other clubs.
That's right? Correct. We have a when you join our club, you get unlimited use of the boats in our fleet. So for us, it's Palm Beach and Martin County. If you're up in New York, it'll be anything along Long Island, actually into Connecticut,
right.
All the way up to Mystic. So that's your Northeast crowd. And then you have reciprocal rights at all of the other boat clubs. So you can use each one four times a year. So when we first joined and I first opened up, we had 70 clubs around the country. So I was telling my prospective members, you can get in your RV and you can drive to every club. And you can spend your whole year doing that. Well, now you run out of days in the year because we've got too many clubs and you've got too many opportunities to vote.
I'm not sure you know. I've actually availed myself. I've taken advantage of that. I, on the last minute, went out to – I was in Charleston, South Carolina. It was very last minute. I called on Thursday and I got a boat at in the bay or the – yeah, I guess the bay in South Carolina.
Yeah.
We had – you know, in Charleston. It was great. Yeah. If you're just great tuning program. In, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight talking with Dan Lund. Dan is the CEO of Freedom Boat Club. We're talking about boating in general, being on the waterways. We're going to talk about the difference between boating in the ocean and boating on the intracoastal. Down here, we don't really do any lake boating, but maybe we can talk about that. We're going to talk more specifically about Dan's boat club and about you know, what some of the advantages are versus the differences in owning your own boat. We're also going to be talking about the biggest mistakes that people make on the water, and we're going to talk about if you're looking to buy a boat, a used boat or otherwise, or even a new boat, what are some of the things that you should be thinking of. So we still have lots more to talk about, and boating can be a lot of fun. From personal experience, I can tell you, you don't have to be an expert, but you do have to know what you're doing. So we're going to talk more about his training initiatives as well, because I can tell you that at least in his operation, training is not only talked about, it's actually done, and kind of required it.
Very much so.
We're going to talk more about that. So if you have questions about boating, about boat clubs, about the safety, if you have any question at all about anything relative to boating and why you should do that instead of beating that white ball around the golf course, call us, 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike, even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
You know, as we age, not everybody's into golf and tennis. Not everybody wants the ball. Not everybody can go to the movies every day. And you want to get outside. You want to enjoy the fresh air. You want to enjoy the sunshine. If you're up north listening on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, you have a narrow window to be outside on the water all the time. Out on the water is a lot of fun. It's terrific. And as long as you play by the rules and as long as you're safe, it can be a great experience. My experience, personally, with boating comes from my having joined a boat club called Freedom Boat Club. And my guest tonight is Dan Lund, who is the CEO of the Freedom Boat Club. And while we don't do an infomercial, I do want to talk about boat clubs. Not all boat clubs are the same, but they all offer fundamental similar principles. So what is a boat club? Let's start with what is a boat club?
The best way to describe a boat club is like a country club on the water. So you have unlimited use of playing golf if you're part of a country club. You have unlimited use of the boats if you join the boat club. So that's the kind of the general concept of it. We own the boats. We clean them. We maintain them. We insure them. We do all of that work. You just show up, get on the boat, go have your day, come back. So you have no responsibility other than when you're in control of the boat and you're out there. Otherwise, we take care of it all for you.
And what you said is really critical. In that you just kind of show up, get on a boat, you have no responsibility, you only pay for the time that you use it, and not, you have unlimited boating. The only part of that, at least in your boat club, I assume it's the same in others, there's no hourly fee, there's no daily fee, there's no rental fee, you pay a monthly membership fee as you would at a country club, and you have unlimited. I don't think people understand that it's unlimited.
With us, it's unlimited, and you do just pay that one fee every month. I mean, it's a how other clubs do it a little different way. You can buy hour packages and, you know, 20 hours in a month or every 3 months or whatever it happens to be. So there are a couple different programs on how those are put together. With ours, part of what, you know, one of our taglines is hassle-free boating. So you're just going to pay one fee every month. That's it. you don't see anything else, and then you pay for your gas that you use, you know, while you're out motoring.
Yeah, all I've ever paid for as a member is gas. Now, the beautiful part of this is that a member of your boat club or others, they show up, right?
Yep.
The boat's ready for you.
All
you
good
know?
To go.
And somebody helps you unload your car.
Right.
You get in the boat.
Yep. We have our dock masters. It's concierge service for all of our members. When they show up at the dock, we go up and greet them, get all the gear down on the boat. It takes about 10 minutes to check them out. They launch, they come back, we reverse it, and they go on their way. So we're helping them the whole time. They get a clean, well-maintained boat every time they go out. And if they don't, then they come and see me. And I make sure it doesn't happen again.
And there are different kind of boats available, right? You're not limited to one boat.
No, great question. We do. We have multiple different types. We've got center consoles if you're a fisherman and you want to go offshore. We've got bow riders and deck boats if you're just going to kind of tool around and cruise on the inside. And if you got 10 or 12 of your favorite friends or family and you just want to really cruise, we've got pontoon boats, which actually are probably the most popular boat in our fleet.
Is that true?
Yes. We get more use and more demand for the pontoons. And the neat thing about particularly the ones that we use here, we have their tri-tune hull. So they actually have three pontoons on them, not just two. So they're extremely stable. And, the members just love it. And if they just go out to Peanut Island for the day, it's $5 or $6 in gas. So it's hardly costing them anything to operate.
That's amazing. I actually have never taken taken one of the pontoon boats. We've talked about it because the deck boats kind of limit you at 10.
Right.
And I guess you can get up to 12 on the pontoon, I think.
Right.
And, up to there. I have so many questions about it. We'll talk about cost in a little bit. When you come back, mm-hmm. One of the things that people always tell me about bringing a boat back is now I got to clean the thing.
Right.
I know we kind of glossed over it. Really, when you come back, the Freedom Boat Club, you just kind of drop off the boat and give them give them a salute, and get
exactly
on your way.
It.
They clean
that's
the
exactly
right?
it, right? And what I've heard from, we probably got 50-60% of our members are former boat owners, and they said, we used to come back and have all the friends out on the boat, and then I'd be the only guy cleaning it. Everybody else would go off and do their deal. So owners never have to clean them. We take care of all of that so that you don't have to do it. Again, hassle-free boating.
Now, in this area, for the people listening in Gainesville and Long Island, they wouldn't understand this. Peanut Island is a hot spot, very close mm-hmm. to two of your locations, certainly
right.
close to your main location. Peanut Island, that's a party. When the tides are out, the dunes is there. I mean, you can have 500-600 boats, it seems like. You can be on the sand. I mean,
there's a lot of activity there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's and just from a little historical fact, that's where the bunker for JFK was
right.
or is.
I was going to get that.
That he was going to use in the event of a nuclear war. So it's right in that Palm Beach neighborhood. But that's a very active place, and that's where a lot of members just like to go and hang out. They pull up on the sandbar and just have a great day, and you can get a wide variety of activity going on Peanut Island.
I think, not to focus on the downside of that, it does seem like there's a whole lot of partying going on there.
There is. Sundays we recommend that, you come back early and you're not around there for too late, but that seems to be the big day.
And, we're going to take another break in a minute or two. I want to talk about the difference between going up and down the Intracoastal and then going out to the ocean.
Sure.
I want to talk about who patrols our waterways. I want to talk about, some of the biggest mistakes that people make. And I also want to talk about your training, because particularly at New York Club, I know that you have unlimited free training, and we're going to talk more about that. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God. I'm getting older, so is my mom. And one of the things as we do as we get older is we look for things to fill the time, particularly if we've retired. I know one of the things that I take advantage of is this boat club that I belong to in boating, being on the water. Everybody wants to be on the water. Owning a boat can be challenging at times. It certainly can be very expensive. It can be tiring and exhausting, and it is all of those other things. My experience is the opposite, and that's why I've invited my guest, Dan Lund, who is the president and CEO of the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club down here has three locations. They're at Lake Park, They're in Boynton Beach, and they're up in Stuart. We're going to talk more about how you can reach them if you have questions. But if you have questions about boating in general, about the difference in different boats, if you want to talk about being on the ocean or being on the intracoastal, and you want to talk to Dan, now would be a good time. You can call us, 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. On four radio stations. We're live 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches every Monday at 5 o'clock. We rebroadcast on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio on Wednesday nights at 9. We're on Gainesville's Talk Radio, 104.9 FM, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And, of course, we rebroadcast every Saturday morning on 95.9 The Palm at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings here in the Palm Beach area. Tonight, we're talking about something I've never talked about before. I'm talking about boating. Boating is an activity that, as we begin to age and we look for things to keep us busy, it's a good alternative if you're not really the kind of guy that's in, or gal, frankly, that's into boating. I mean, that's into tennis or golf or any of those other activities. And I'm talking to Dan Lund. Dan is the president and CEO of Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club is an alternative to owning a boat that allows you unlimited use of your boat, or his boat, actually, because it's not your boat, it's his boat, where you have unlimited use. And we've been talking about boat clubs in general. We're talking about Freedom Boat Club specifically. And then we're talking about boating. You know, one of the things, Dan, that we haven't really gotten to yet is we talked about the different kinds of boats that you have.
Right.
The fishing boats are more ocean-going boats.
Correct.
And the intracoastal boats are the deck boats and the pontoon boats.
Right.
There is a difference between boating on the ocean and boating on the intercoastal. There's a big difference, right?
Very big difference.
Right.
When you're on the intercoastal, you can see land on both sides. So there is, you can anywhere you can get into trouble, but that's you get an easy way, generally a pretty quick way to get out of it. When you're out in the ocean, you are wide open, and you can be anywhere, anytime, and it's just you can. And we allow you to go 10 miles offshore, so it's there's a lot of water between you and land. So it's a very much a different experience being out in the ocean than it is on the intercoastal.
People take more chances on the ocean because it's not near as crowded. So you don't have no wake zones. You don't have
slow zones, right?
I mean,
right.
Everybody opens it up, and if they're partying, it looks like there's nobody around you, but you'd be surprised, right?
Right. You would be surprised because we've had the Coast Guard pull up on boats and actually some of our members and give them, hey, I saw the school of fish over here. And they were looking around going, where did that boat come from?
You know,
so there are people out there watching. But I think you find more of your partiers on the intercoastal than you do really on the ocean. It's mostly the fishermen who are out there kind of cranking away trying to catch today's dinner.
You touched on something just there that was always astounding to me. I did not realize this. The waterways are unbelievably well patrolled. By who?
Oh, multiple agencies. You've got obviously the U.S. Coast Guard. That's one of the primary ones. And then you've got FWC, which is the state patrol. And then as you go through each of the jurisdictions, so whether you're in Jupiter, Palm Beach Gardens, West Palm Beach, anywhere along the way, there are going to be those local groups, including the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department is up and down all over the place. So, you know, one of the great things about being here, particularly on the East Coast, is if you get in trouble, you get on Channel 16 on your radio, and you're going to have someone there pretty quickly. So if there's something happens to somebody on the boat or whatever is going on. And it's also keeping that we talked about a little earlier, those folks that may not be as experienced or may be doing something silly out there in the water, they're much more likely to be caught and at least, kind of pulled over and getting out of the situation sooner than later.
I was blown away by how much oversight on the water there is. I told you during one of the breaks that the very first time I took a boat out, I was going too fast. I thought I was going slow enough, but I was going too fast, and I got explained the difference between no wake and low wake or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
They came up on me pretty quick. Mm-hmm. But out in the ocean, you're right. You don't realize because the boats are humming out there. So,
unlike
the intracoastal, where for the most part you are kind of restricted in your speed, on the ocean a boat can be going 40, 50 knots, and they can come up on you in a New York minute. And if you're not careful, you can be – and you drift,
you drift,
the currents are drift,
yep.
Right? So if you're fishing and you got the engine off –
there's a lot of movement out there.
There's a lot of movement out there.
A lot of forces that between wind and current and can move you around a lot.
You know, one of the things that we didn't even talk about this before, but one of the things that I find most interesting is I've seen a lot of nature out on the boats, and I don't think people realize how much there is out there. I've seen manatee. I've seen dolphin. I just told you I saw the biggest turtle I have ever seen.
Right.
Out, and I saw that out in the ocean.
Right.
Just looked like a piece of driftwood, and I went up to it. So there's a lot of and then if you go to Peanut Island, you can see the you can see the bunker, or you can see some of the nature. There's the island north of there that has a lot of nature.
Right.
Boating really is very in touch with ecology as well, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's and that's as I mentioned earlier. earlier in the show, that's one of the most magnificent parts about boating. You know, you can be out there, you know, as you said, one day when you went out, a school of dolphin were right there with you.
It was amazing. We watched that, and I simply could not believe it. It is so much fun, and I don't think people realize that boating can be reasonable. You don't have to buy a $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 boat. Don't have to dock it someplace. You could join something like a boat club, like the Freedom Boat Club.
Exactly.
How much does the Freedom Boat Club cost?
Well, thank you for that, Scott.
That was a layup. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Right. So we have a one-time entry fee for our members that they pay one time, and then as long as they're a member, they never have to pay that again. Then they pay monthly dues. So the typical one-time entry fee is $5,900. Occasionally, we'll have some kind of specials, but generally, that's the ballpark. And then for 7 days a week, it's $299 a month. Some of the folks we're talking about that may be just down here, 6 months a year. We have other programs that are less on a monthly basis because they're only here seasonally. And what we do is we explain that the difference between doing that and buying a boat. If you're going to buy any one of our boats, even the smallest ones, you're going to pay $40,000 to $50,000 for. You know, some of the larger ones are more than that. So if you're going to do that, you would have the cost of the boat, how much you're going to put down on the boat. If you're paying a monthly payment on the boat, you're going to have to store it. You're going to have to maintain it. You're going to have to clean it. You're going to have to do all those other things that we do for you. And across the board, boat clubs, that's the concept. So that's, it's an alternative to boat ownership. If you're new into boating, we like to say, what kind of boat do you want? You may not know what that is.
Right.
Do you want a
and that's
console?
True, by the way.
Do you want a pontoon or, I don't know. So you can join the boat club, and then, I'm happy to any of my members that want to buy a boat. And as we sell our boats every year. So our members are getting brand new boats on a regular basis. And, if one of our members wants to buy one of our boats, I'm happy to sit down with them and talk to them about all it takes to take care of your boat.
So I do have to say this to my listeners, because in the spirit of full disclosure, I am a member of the Freedom Boat Club. I've never been on a boat that isn't pretty much brand new, but I will talk more about that. Look, if you just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God. Getting older, so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dan Lund, and we're talking about boating. We're talking about the joy of boating, the fun of boating, how you can boat. You can buy a boat. You can join a boat club. There are things that you can do. If you are sorry that you missed this show and you wish you hadn't, I have good news for you. All right. You can listen to it, or you can listen to it again if you missed something and you wish you hadn't. We podcast tomorrow. We'll be up and running on OMG. I'm getting on all the podcast platforms. OMG. I'm getting, and up we will pop. I also will put it up on our website, www.palmbeach.comforcare.com. comforcare. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do it. If you do, you won't get it to us. palmbeach.comforcare.com. If you like this show, if you like us being on regularly, and we are here every Monday night at 5:00 live, and you don't have a radio, you're not always in front of a radio, I know you always have your smartphone, and of course there is an app for that, and you can listen to us wherever you are. TuneIn Radio, a free app on all of your telephone, on Android, on iPhones, and whatever else. So you can listen to us on the TuneIn Radio app. Of course, we also simulcast. We simulcast over across the state, across the nation, and across the world. www.900thetalk.com. The next few weeks, I'm going to be playing some replays. I have a couple of reasons for that. One, I'm taking a little bit of a vacation. Well earned with my grandchildren. I'm going to go take them and teach them about our history. We're going to Washington, D.C. If I get the opportunity to interview the president, I will. I doubt that'll happen. You never know. And then for a few weeks, I'm having some medical issues. I'm going to have some surgery. So I'm taking a couple of weeks off, but there will be plenty of, oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, as we're going to play some of our best shows in the weeks to come. So I look forward to being back live soon. But for the next few weeks, you will hear shows that you may or may not have heard before. But I am still here with my guest, Dan Lund, who is the CEO and president of the Freedom Boat Club. Dan, if people are interested in the Freedom Boat Club, how can they reach you?
Well, the best way to do it really is online, but alternatively, you can look us up at freedomboatclub.com. Alternatively, you can call 561-951-7834. That was 561 951-7834 and speak to Tom Lund, and he can help you out as one of our membership executives to tell you all about the club, take you for a tour of the facilities, and get you signed up.
And what's the most frequently asked questions you get? I mean, I'm going to guess one people can't – I guess some people can't believe that there really is unlimited use of the boat, right?
Well, and it goes exactly to that. It says, what are the chances of me getting a boat when I want to? Because they hear about boat clubs that you have to wait 3 or 4 months for, and there are those in the neighborhood that you do. We do two major things that make boat accessibility very high. One is we maintain one boat for every 10 members, and then we have an online reservation system. So when you combine those two, nationally we've got, I think, somewhere around 15,000 members. And they were polled about a year or so ago, and we got a 97% satisfaction rate about boat availability. And as I tell prospective members, if you call me on the 3rd of July and want one for tomorrow, you're probably not going to get it. But you can book up to 6 months in advance, so you can have it pretty much any time you want. And so that's,
I've been a member. I've been a member for a couple of years, and I've only missed getting a boat when I wanted one time. And frankly, it was because it was Thursday afternoon, and I wanted a boat for Saturday morning, and I knew I was bumping up against, and it was in season. So
right.
I haven't. Now, I don't use the boat all that often. Mm-hmm. I'm your favorite kind of member, okay? I pay every month and never show up. But the truth of the matter is I have had no trouble, so I can vouch for that on a personal level. What's the thing you'd most like people to understand about the value of boat clubs and why they should think about that before they buy a boat, perhaps?
Well, I think
after they've sold
the last one, right? As I said, I got about 60% of my members are former boat owners, and that's what they love about it. I think that as with anything these days, boats are become more and more sophisticated. The systems, the operations, salt eats into everything. So one of the great parts about it is, I walked a dock and I'm talking to my dock master. Says, Russ, coming out of here, please go clean that, do this, and we've got whole staffs to take care of those things. So, you're going to buy a depreciating asset. And then you're going to have to maintain it and you're going to have to go out. I think one of my members just did a little, clip fours, and he said, I still own my own boat, but I never go out on it. I just go on Freedom's boat. Randy Rich, I don't know if you know Randy, but a great guy. And you said that. I'm like, wow.
That's really interesting. We didn't spend a lot of time on training. We only have about a minute.
Yeah.
You're kind of manic about training
yes.
to prevent the kinds of things that get people in trouble.
Right. Well, so. I'm a 30-year Marine, and my partner Chris is a 20-year Coast Guardsman. And so training by far is the most important thing. You being safe as a member is the most critical part of what we do every day. And so we provide free, unlimited training. So we're going to take you out and make sure you can operate it safely. But if you go, hey, I need more help docking, We'll continue to train you to the fullest extent that we can and do it every day if that's what you want.
And I can vouch for that because I have taken advantage and gone out more times than was required.
Mm-hmm.
You also require people to go through boating classes. You really do run a very class operation,
right.
And I mean that sincerely when I say that, as I have known you for a long time. If you are just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. For you regular listeners, I hope that you enjoyed tonight's show. It's a little different than anything we usually do. I hope you had a lot of fun. If you're a new listener, we talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We are on 4 radio stations. We do it live every Monday on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We also broadcast on Long Island Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on 103.9. We broadcast at 8 o'clock in Gainesville on Wednesday nights at 104.9. And we rebroadcast every Saturday morning at 95.9 FM. The Palm. So there is no excuse for you not to listen. And Ken, as I said earlier, we podcast, we're on TuneIn Radio app, we're on iHeart Radio. So there's always an opportunity for you to listen. So again, if you're regular, we appreciate your being here. If you're new, we hope that you come back. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom is a show that talks about multiple subjects that confront boomers and their parents. I look forward to seeing you next week. Again, this is Scott Greenberg. Have a good night, all, and we'll see you soon. Bye now.